This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Any Kevin Stefanski at any point is good Kevin Stefanski, I always say.
Is it though?
Yeah. No, listen. Was that the audio we intended to play? No.
No.
But did immediately after, when Mac realized he was talking about
Andre
Schmidt.
Did he do his chest thing?
Yes, that's all we need on the show.
Okay, good.
If you just double tap your chest and let people know that was your bad, even if it's obvious, we're good.
Yeah, why does that just let everyone off the hook with us?
Because it's acknowledgement. You got to own it, right? If you don't own it, then we're going to just massacre you on air. But if you own it, we're good.
It's like when my 2.5-year-old daughter asked me for more milk when she's had like 3 things of milk, but she says, please, at the end of it. I'm like, all right, yeah, that's great. We'll get it for you. Yeah,
it's that easy?
Yeah, that's it. It's that easy. But it's also that easy for Mac. He just points his hand to his chest,
yep.
And then it's just like, it was his bad then.
You'll notice this as your kiddos get older. With my kids, just getting them to admit somebody was at fault or something they did wrong is such a Herculean challenge or at least it was when they were younger. Mm-hmm. That now when they're like, yeah, I totally did that, I'm like, all right, we're good now.
Okay.
You owned it. All right.
Now, yeah, nobody's perfect.
What are you going to do next?
Yeah, it's right? All. I mean, mistakes do happen. Yeah.
I just think I would rather you say, I own that. Even if I know you were wrong, I'd rather you say it because then you take some ownership of it.
Sure. Yeah.
And we can foster those habits now. We're helping Mac grow as a human being just the same way I'm helping my daughters.
Yeah.
Right? We can do better. We will do better.
That's it. It's all you can try to do in life. Now, at some point, though, you know, we got to cut down the tapping on the chest to maybe like 3 times a day instead of 4.
Or we'll put you on outright waivers like Carlos Santana.
That's the sad part. We're all so nice about it until you all of a sudden just not on the team anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We're all like, oh, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, no worries about that. And then,
hey, where's Mac? What happened there?
Mm.
Or Jake, or anybody that works here.
You get the Goodfellas treatment, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's like, hey, well, what?
Well, okay, but the Goodfellas treatment is better than the, the casino treatment?
Well, the casino treatment's just all time. I mean, they buried him alive. I mean, that's just...
Well, after the brother thing,
I mean, that's
which
about,
is a whole nother
that
thing.
That was cruel more than anything.
They made a point there.
I would much rather have the Goodfellas moment in that regard.
I'd rather just not be dead.
Well, yeah, if that's on the option, but if we're choosing between
my
A and B is you end up dead either way.
The Goodfellas treatment,
I'm going to choose the Goodfellas treatment.
Or being alive, I will take the third door.
Oh, really? Went on a limb on that one, didn't you?
My bad.
Yeah. Way to stick your you-know-what on the line there.
Listen, that's the only thing I stick on the line. Now, all this being said, Kevin Stefanski did confirm today. We didn't play the audio, but he did confirm today that Dylan...
Do we have the audio after all that lambasting?
No.
Or are we going to get another pat on the chest?
No.
He shakes his head and smiles.
Because I think he's over you. I've been very playful in this segment. You've been
a royal D. He shakes his head and smiles. The problem is that, you see, have we become too nice? Is that that's is that is that what's happened?
Have we? What's this we stuff, Kemosabe?
have we?
Oh, one of us is very nice. The other one is a problematic Patty.
Hey, well, I don't know. I've been taught from certain shows around this part that the meaner you are, the more it gets people in line.
Well, look at that.
The more people they end up they get them in line is what happens, and then maybe Mac would have had that clip.
I don't think that's worked for
Mac. Do you still have the clip?
I don't have the clip.
You still don't have the clip.
All right. Well, Kevin Stefanski said that Dylan Gabriel is the backup. I'll say, though, I think this begs the question of if Dylan Gabriel has to play early in the season, will he be ready? I don't think it's the worst thing in the world if Browns fans are asking themselves today, does this mean Dylan Gabriel is ready to start a game?
I don't think it's the worst thing in the world either. I'm very concerned about if he had to start a game in week 3, week 4, week 5. Now, again, maybe not much will change if it's week 8 or week 9, but yeah, very early on with this wide receiver core and the way this group is set up right now, I just don't think you're set up for success.
I have no concerns.
None?
None. No.
Well, hold on. Is the concern that he's going to look like he's drunk out of there on the field, or are we just talking about him just... Like my expectation, if he's on the field, is that, and what we should be trying to find out, is that whether or not you can think he can play a good game of football, essentially.
I have no concerns.
You think he's going to be good?
That's not what I said. I have no concerns. I where we are now is whatever will happen. Meaning that I don't think it's important that he looks good or looks bad. I think it's important that he gets the chance. So I know that there's been this fear mentality, this fear-based mentality of, wow, you can't let him play in those first six games. It's the NFL. This isn't college. This isn't a quarterback. You're not juggling quarterbacks like Deion Sanders is with the kid from Liberty and the Nelson kid or the redshirt or the regular freshman. Nope, that's not this. This is the pros. And either you're asking, go out there and get it done, or it can't. This is a zero-sum game for me, the whole quarterback room.
But there's still the go out there and get it done part of that.
Well, and get it done means play.
The well, playing isn't good enough. The result.
No.
That's not
playing.
Good enough. DTR, yeah. When he played, he played. But
do we not have a definitive answer on DTR?
Well, okay. Well, we can do that at any point with any quarterback then if we just throw him out there and say that's the mission and that's the job. Like, the question is whether or not you feel good about him being out there and starting, whether or not you feel good about him actually having a chance to succeed.
He's a rookie. Not whether you're never going to feel good until he plays and plays well.
Well, okay then, but it's...
No amount of time is going to pass that's going to make you feel better.
No, it might. For certain rookies, it definitely might. It just doesn't with Dylan Gabriel. Because of everything that we've already seen with Dylan Gabriel. You know, Drake May sitting for that 4 or 5 weeks mattered to the Patriots to get him to a spot where he could be good. Yes, he's a rookie, but that little stretch there and having Jacoby Brissett in there mattered to the Patriots and what they were trying to do last year.
I mean, with the utmost love and respect for everybody involved here, I don't care if the situation's fair. I don't care if it's righteous. I don't care how easy it is or how hard it is. You drafted two guys with a butt-ton of college football experience, and a Joe Flacco injury isn't going to stop me from going to those guys. It's the NFL, when your number's called. And because here's the thing, it's with either one of these quarterbacks, it's not where you start. It's about over the time that you play, whether that's week one as starting from there, whether that's week five, week six, whatever it is, I just need to see growth. I don't expect competence the first time you step onto a football field, because to some level, you have to admit there is an unfairness to the way this is going up. Okay. But then can you grow over time? And can you, if you look like you're really struggling to play the first time I see you, by the third time I see you, we look competent. Like that's, we put so much of a focal point on the start of this, when in reality, it's just important to start the clock with either one of these guys because they've played in butt ton of football. Like, just get them out there and see if you can grow either into something. So, is he ready? I would be surprised if he was Tua Tagovailoa in his first start, but do I expect competency? Well, that's why you're the backup. That's your job. And if you don't do that, well, I'm going to look at Stefanski and Barry.
Okay, because the way I see it is that what they're telling you with getting rid of Kenny Pickett is that they do have trust that he'll look more than just being a fact-finding mission, and that Dylan Gabriel, if you need him, week 3, week 4, week 5, should be able to take the baton and be able to run with it.
Yep.
That's what they're telling you. And like, we have to be able to hold them to that accountability. And really, it's such a unique situation, too, because not only are they telling us that Dylan can do that, they're telling us that he can do it better than Shador. So there's multiple layers to the idea that Dylan has to be more than just, well, we threw him out there because we wanted to see what he could do, and whatever happens, happens.
No, I mean, you've entrusted him with this position. This is why you allowed him to fail in the preseason and in camp. And when I say fail, I don't mean like he looked good in the last preseason game. But when you put him out there in preseason game number two, it wasn't that good, right? It was fine, I believe, is the nicest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just the way we put it, an interception and the fumble, both of which I think were on him. So, like, okay, if you go out there for the first time, like, listen, there's no way Stefanski or Barry can definitively tell you that when Dylan Gabriel starts a game, he's actually going to be ready to start a game. That's not the bet they're making. Their bet they're making is, can you stay at a level of competency that you're not losing confidence, and maybe where over time we can build confidence and maybe build something with you? And the reality is, the second that you moved on from Kenny Pickett, you told me, whether it's week one, week five, or week 10, that's where we are.
All right, but that does describe more of the idea that the only time they'll start to see the field is when Joe Flacco has taken the Browns out of the playoffs and out of any contention for this year.
I mean, I'm not trying to be like a nitpicker here, but I mean, unless of injury.
Yeah, and that's part of it too. The injury part it's part of this equation, and that is part of what happened. Like, the only thing I ever thought about with Kenny Pickett and why they would have kept him early on is if they didn't believe that in week two or week three, they just thought it was too early and they had to keep Kenny Pickett to make sure that you could at least tell the locker room we're still trying to win.
Yeah, I mean, I think the locker room saw a guy in Dylan Gabriel who they gave chances to win the backup job, and by Kevin Stefanski's belief in him, he did.
I mean, we don't know what the locker room thinks of Dylan Gabriel. I'd be surprised if the locker room is over the moon with the prospect of Dylan Gabriel, but maybe they are.
We
haven't heard from them the same way we heard about the support for Shador.
I think the locker room is always very kind and fair when they talk to the media. I think guys behind the scenes are always far more critical, and there's far more division than we ever give it credit. Yes, even in winning situations, 53 guys are very rarely ever on the same roster. But I think it matters more. All right, do you give the right guy the first crack at it? Then who gets the first crack at it if the first guy gets hurt? I word saladed you there. But what I mean is, you've already done the most important thing, which is give Joe Flacco the week one nod. What happens after that? Like, I don't think, because you're going to be in the season, if it's because of injury, this is different than when you let Dylan take over for Joe. Mm-hmm. But if it's because of injuries, they're going to do what I've seen every team do, that if they're as good as some people think they might be, a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 win team, they're going to rally around that quarterback. Almost, actually, I think it's easier for Dylan if Joe were to get hurt and Dylan has to go in there because I think players view that differently than if at some point six games into the season you're 1-5 and they go, it's Dylan's time now. I think he has less to prove in an injury situation than the situation where you're anointed as the next
guy. Oh, it might be easier from that perspective too, just because then you can look at it like he's a true backup quarterback being told to win games, which is across the NFL. If Patrick Mahomes gets injured, it's not like the Chiefs are like, oh, we're still going to the playoffs and expecting great things. You can have moments where you still think you'll be all right, but if your starting quarterback goes down, you're up a creek.
But I'm low-key excited. Like, cool. I don't have to watch a guy that I didn't believe in on any level start a game for the Browns this year.
Sure.
They clearly believe in Dylan in a way that certainly goes past my belief in the young man.
I'm excited to see what they see in him, for sure.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm excited to the idea that I could be wrong, that I think he's a career backup. Like, go out there and prove it. And oh, by the way, the other part of this that I just think is so important is, while in the moment I will be an emotional Browns fan about all of this, as everyone will, because that's where we are and we do want to see our team do well, and it doesn't make it any easier if they don't, I'm just here for the result. And I hope the result is good. If the result is bad, well, I need an answer. And anything short of somebody trending towards being a franchise quarterback is the answer. That's all I need here. If one of these two guys trends towards being a quarterback, or in fairness, if Joe plays so well that you're in the playoff hunt for most of the season, these are the good things that can happen. Mm-hmm. A definitive answer on one or both of the young quarterbacks, if they're either not trending towards being a franchise quarterback, or they are, or Joe takes the reins and he plays 17 games, 18 weeks, and just kind of shocks us all, and they're in the playoffs, yeah. Let's one of those outcomes to me is the most, and by the way, that encompasses a wide swath of potential outcomes this year.
And that's it. We just have so many different areas. It's like a choose your own adventure when it comes to these conversations.
But with that, like the difference between that some of the scenarios I just mentioned could be them being a 3-win team. Some of them
we can have
them be a 9-win team.
Do we want to name all the amount of wins that they could have this year?
You could have one.
What can be a 7-win team?
Yeah.
You could be a 5-win team.
Listen, people aren't going to say it, but I'll say it. You could be a 6-win team.
You could be a 4-win team, yeah, too. I don't know.
Has anyone mentioned that they could be a 3-win team?
Has anyone brought up the 3-win Nick or 3-win Wilson?
3-win Nick sounds different. I think 3-win Wilson sounds a little more fun.
I love that fan is trying to brand you with stuff, though. I like this. It's a good development.
I don't hate it. And I also like that he definitely didn't take the bait. That I just continued to try to lay down.
He wanted absolutely none of it.
That's fair.
Which is funny because I totally took the bait.
You were like yelling at him. He's like, no, we're not going to do this.
You got me mad at him. I got all riled up once again. I'm like, and then no, he didn't want it.
216-474-0092. Do you think Dylan Gabriel is ready to start a game? We got some calls on this, and we'll put the prediction on it in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.